Hare Krishna. I'd like to thank everyone for coming here on this Sunday afternoon, hot summer day, 42 degrees centigrade outside, 116 degrees Fahrenheit. But you come to hear something about the Bhagavatam. So I want to start a new series called Bhagavad Leela. And this series of Bhagavad Leela will read the various descriptions from the Srimad Bhagavatam about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, and his various Bhagavat bhaktas, devotees of different levels. So we had the idea to go through the different chapters and the different cantos and read a summary of those different leelas in each of those chapters. So this is from canto 1, Bhagavad Leela number 1, May 17th, 2010. This is called the Yajna, the Leela, Naimasharanya Yajna Leela, Naimasharanya Yajna Leela. Once, about 5,000 years ago, shortly after Krishna's disappearance, Shonaka Rishi and other sages gathered together in the forest of Naimasharanya to perform an extensive series of yajnas. Naimasharanya is a very sacred place. The Bhagavad describes it as the center of a great wheel that had been conceived by Brahmaji to encompass the entire universe. The sages gathered there at Naimasharanya to perform a yajna because they were very anxious about the benefit of the people about to take birth in this dark age of Kali. This is the nature of sages and saintly people. They're always worried about the hitakarana, the benefit of others. It's described by Srinivasacharya in the prayers of the six Goswamis. Loka nam hitakarano tribhuvane manyo sharanya karo nana shastra vichara naika nipano Saddharma samstapako loka nam hitakarano tribhuvane manyo sharanya karo Radha Krishna padaravinda bhajana nandena mataliko vande rupa sanatana raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Lokanam Hitakarano Tribhuvane. So the six Goswamis, 500 years ago, they gathered not at Naimasharanya, but they gathered at Sevakunj and Sri Vrindavan Dham, also considering the Hitakarano, the benefit, how to benefit the people of the Tribhuvana, Bhurbhuvasva. And they decided not to perform fire yajnas like the Naimasharanya yajna by the sages headed by Shonaka, but they decided to perform the Nam yajna. The Nam yajna and to spread transcendental vibration, Shabda Brahman. The sages thought that the fire yajnas would counteract and offset and push back the age of Kali. But of course, it was to no avail. But the yajna of distributing knowledge, Nana Shastra Vichar, was and is so beneficial and will continue to be beneficial throughout the 10,000 years of the golden age of Lord Chaitanya. It's told in Shastras that if anyone performs a yajna in Naimisharanya, then demoniac people will lose their strength. So they knew that the only practical yajna in Kali Yuga is Sankirtan. So the sages were prepared to hear Harikatha for 1,000 years just to set the example for the person of this fallen age. So they want to hear Harikatha every day. Anashta Preshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Bhagavat Shravan. Simply by hearing Bhagavat every day, Krishna Prem Prapti, one can very quickly attain Krishna Prem if he surrenders wholeheartedly to the divine transcendental message of the Bhagavat and makes the Bhagavat one with his life. It makes his heart one with the feelings of Bhagavat. It makes his mind and words one with the thoughts and words of the Bhagavatam. One day after finishing an Agnihotra Yajna, the sages asked Suta Goswami to sit on Vyasasan, and they asked 6 questions. The sages said, O Suta, you're an ideal submissive disciple. By the mercy of your gurus, you have attained complete enlightenment. First, explain to us the absolute and ultimate good for all people in general. Kali Yuga men live short lives, and they're always quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and always disturbed. Also, there are so many revealed scriptures and so many shastric duties. What is the essence of all these sacred texts? And explain it to us for the good of all people so their hearts may become fully satisfied. He appears to be asking 3 questions so far. What is the ultimate good for the people? And what is the essence of all shastras? And what is it that will make people satisfied? What activity will make people satisfied? And then they said, the sages in Naimisharanya, Suta, you know why Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki and played like a human being. We want to learn about Krishna and his incarnations and his transcendental pastimes, which are so wonderful. Please tell us this. Simply by chanting Krishna's name, even unconsciously, one can be immediately delivered from the entanglement of birth and death. Narada Muni and other great devotees continually sing the glories of the holy name and glories of the Lord. And if anyone contacts such pure devotees, they immediately become sanctified, whereas repeated Ganga baths gradually purify. We never tire of hearing Krishna Katha, said the sages. For those who have developed their transcendental relationship with Krishna, they relish hearing of his pastimes at every moment. However, Krishna has departed, has returned, left this world and gone back to the spiritual world. So now that he's gone, he was the abode and personification of all Dharma, Dharma Purush. But where can we find, in his absence, the true principles of religion? That's question 5. And then they're saying, we want to hear all these teachings that were imparted by the previous acharyas, the Mahajan Shiksha. Because anyone who hears these great all these great Mahajan Shiksha, he will become uplifted. Who is anyone who is serious to become delivered from the vices of this age of quarrel and degradation will certainly want to hear the glories of Sri Krishna. After receiving, hearing these most relevant and important questions which apply to every human being, the ultimate good, the real scriptural duty, the essence of all scriptures, what activities will make one's heart actually fully satisfied, and the Krishna Bhagavat Leela, descriptions of the Leela and his Lord and his incarnations, and where to find religion and Dharma in the absence of the Lord, and the teachings of the previous Mahajans, Mahajan Shiksha, Mahajan Yena Katasa Panta. This is beneficial. So before answering the questions, like any genuine disciple, before he begins Harikatha, he'll perform Mangalacharan. He'll invoke the memory and mercy of his guru and the previous acharyas by reciting appropriate stutis and prayers. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadi Shatarani Vandeham Sri Guru Sriyuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Scha Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sarigor Bhakta Vrinda. Asuta Goswami offered obeisances to Shukadev Goswami, whom he had previously heard the Srimad Bhagavatam on the bank of the Ganga, when his Shiksha Guru, Shukadev Goswami, was speaking a Bhagavat Katha for 7 days to Maharaj Parikshit, which is the subject matter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So before replying to the sages at the Naimisharanya Yajna, He remembered and invoked the mercy and memory of his Bhagavad Guru, Shukadeva Goswami. Many devotees in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition have particular Diksha Gurus. Then they often later, at a different place, they come and study the Bhagavatam with a Shiksha Guru. Many devotees and disciples of other Gurus would come to Vrindavan, which was a center of learning, Gaudiya Siddhanta, 500 years ago, and they would study the Bhagavat with Jiva Goswami. In fact, Jiva Goswami had a school, Vaishnava Raja Sabha, and Sevakunj, and the trees and groves of Sevakunj, and the holy presence of Thakurji Damodar, Everyone would sit at his feet and receive lessons on the Bhagavat. Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das, Thakur Mahashaya, Shyamananda Prabhu, and so many other stalwart Vaishnavas. So Sutta Goswami replied to the sages at Naimisharanya, headed by their spokesman, Shonaka Rishi. O sages and Shonaka Rishi Prabhu, your questions are certainly praiseworthy, because all your questions are in relationship with Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Because of this, your questions are meant for the welfare of the entire world. So now we will answer them based on what we have heard from our Guru, Bhagavatacharya, Shukadeva Goswami Ki Jai. The supreme duty or supreme religion or dharma for humanity is to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. However, such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.6 is the answer. Svaipam samparo dharmo yato bhaktir hokshaje ahaitukya pratiyata yatma supersedati. The supreme dharma or supreme occupation or engagement for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such adhokshaja bhakti, Vishnu bhakti, must be unmotivated, ahoituki, and apratiyata, must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Another translation. The highest pursuit of all humanity, it is adhokshaja bhakti, shuddha bhakti, simply to act in such a way to give pleasure to Krishna, the transcendent Lord, adhokshaja, by all the efforts of one's body, mind and soul. Such uttama bhakti or pure bhakti must be performed without any desire for self-gain, anyabhilashita shunyam, and without any break, which means devoid of karma and jnana, jnana karmadi and avritam, in order to fully satisfy the self, atma supersedati, completely satisfy the self. Now, Sutta Goswami went on, bhakti yoga is a perfect and complete spiritual activity. One who is engaged in bhakti yoga automatically acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from this material world. That is verse 127. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayat yashu vairagyam jnanam cha yadahoitukam. By rendering devotional service, Vasudeva Bhagavat Bhakti, unto Bhagavan Sri Krishna, one immediately, Ashu, very quickly acquires Vairagya and Jnanam. Immediately he acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. And then Sutta continued, all kinds of endeavor are useless labor only if they do not invoke our dormant natural attraction for hearing the messages of the Supreme Lord. Why? Because human life is meant for self-realization. This valuable human form of life should never be utilized merely for accumulating money, material assets and possessions. Whatever economic development one achieves, in other words, whatever money one collects, he should use it in the service of God, not just for his personal sense gratification and the gratification of his relativities, husband, wife, children, parents, etc. That answer is 1-8. Dharma svanushtita pumsam vishvaksena katasuya nutpariyed yadiratim shrama evahi kevalam. The occupational duties a man performs according to his own position, swanishta, are only so much useless labor, shrama eva kevalam, if they do not provoke attraction and increase his attraction to hear the message of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Vishwaksena kata. Any spiritual practices that one may engage in, or any type of work or occupational duties that do not inspire attraction for Hari Katha, hearing the sweet, wonderful narrations of Sri Krishna, are simply Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. Entirely and completely only useless labor, a waste of time. Sutta Goswami goes on, O sages, although the absolute truth is one, it is appreciated by transcendentalists and described in the Shastras as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan in terms of one's progressive degree of self-realization. And this is 1-11. The Krishna, the absolute truth, is one, yet he manifests himself in three different ways. Vadanti tat tattvavidas tattvam yajjnanam advayam prameti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shadyate. Great seers of the truth who understand the nature of the absolute truth, tattvavida, tattvam, tattvagyan, they describe that advaya gyan, that one indivisible truth in three ways, as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, as impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. The highest goal of human life, what is the highest goal of human life? To please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And for this reason, an intelligent person should always hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the Supreme Lord with single-minded attention. By taking up the sword of constant remembrance of Lord Sri Krishna, devotees cut through the tight knot of bondage. What sane man will avoid submissive oral reception of Krishna Katha? By rendering service unto the pure devotees, one gains an affinity for hearing about Krishna. When one seriously hears about Krishna, then the Paramatma, who is Sri Krishna residing within that person's heart, personally cleanses one of all desires for material enjoyment. Because of this, the hearing of Krishna Katha is considered itself the highest form of piety. Shrinvatam sva katha Krishna punya shravana kirtanaha radiyantakshto yabandrani Birunoti Suritsatam. Sri Krishna, this is 1-17. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart, is the ultimate benefactor of saintly devotees. He personally cleanses and removes the inauspicious desires for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear about Krishna's narrations, which are virtuous when properly heard and chanted. When all that is inauspicious within the heart becomes destroyed almost to nil, loving service unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna comes into being as an irrevocable fact. At that time, the effects of passion and ignorance, lust and greed, disappear from the heart. Then one becomes very happily situated on the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. On this transcendental stage, the devotee is enlightened with scientific knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He becomes liberated from all material association. At this time, one can see his eternal self and understand his constitutional relationship with the Lord as his eternal servant. Sutta Goswami continue. At this time, when the devotee is situated in Shuddha Sattva, he can see his eternal self and understand his constitutional relationship with Krishna as his eternal servant. It is for this reason that all the great souls, since time immemorial, have been rendering unalloyed devotional service unto Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although these sages, bhakti yogis, they respect the various demigods, such as Brahma, Shiva, Durga, etc., but they also, at the same time, reject the worship of any of these separated forms that are manifest under the influence of the material modes of nature. Those who are serious about liberation worship the forms of Vishnu Tattva, knowing that it is only Lord Vishnu who is the ultimate goal of all knowledge, sacrifice, yoga, and austerities. There are innumerable incarnations of the Supreme Lord, such as Ram, the Sringa, Varaha, Matsya, Kurma, and all of these are Krishna's plenary portions, or parts of the plenary portions. In other words, Lord Sri Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. That last statement of Sutta Goswami is a famous verse Srila Prabhupada often quotes to establish Sri Krishna or Bhagavan, chapter 3, verse 28. This is the verse which establishes after Sudeva Goswami describes the various incarnations and avatars of the Lord, like the Das Avatar, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Nasringa, Ram, etc. Then he says, concluding all that in summary, in other words, the conclusion of this, he said, 1:3:28, Ette Chamsha Kalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridianti Yuge Yuge. All of the above mentioned incarnations which I have just described to you, O sages, are either plenary portions, Kala, or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. However, Bhagavan Sri Krishna is the original Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. All of these various previously mentioned incarnations appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Supreme Lord incarnates to protect the theists. There's one very nice verse which we mentioned, the translation. Sutta Goswami, after describing all the answers to the various questions, he became somewhat absorbed in Vasudeva Bhav, his own internal ecstasy of absorption and remembrance of Vasudeva Sri Krishna. There's Nanda Nandan and Yashoda Nanda, and then there's Vasudeva Sri Krishna. This is the Aishwaryamayi Bhagavan Sri Krishna. The Krishna and Mathura and Dwarka is Vasudeva. And he is the Vasudeva Krishna, is that portion of the Chaturvyuha. Vasudeva Krishna, Vasudeva Sri Krishna, Sankarshan Balaram, and then Pradyumna and Aniruddha, the various expansions of the Lord who comprise the Chaturvyuha. Vasudeva Sri Krishna, Sankarshan Balaram, or Baladev, then Pradyumna and Aniruddha. As we mentioned, in his own internal ecstasies, as he was glorifying Krishna and Harikatha and Bhakti Yoga to all the sages at Naimisharanya, he simply spoke a verse where every word is Vasudeva, 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 Krishna, 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 hey. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Sanskrit, that every verse and every and Vyakaran grammar, every dhatu and sandhi, everything indicated Krishna. The entire grammar led Mahaprabhu to teach his students in his Sanskrit toll that Krishna, Krishna, Krishna is everywhere. Krishna age, piche, baya, daya, under, bar, Krishna upar, niche, everywhere Krishna. Every syllable, every matra, every combination, sandhi, everywhere. Every mool and dhatu is Krishna. In a similar mood, Sutta Goswami spoke in the Naimisharanya, verse 1, 2, 28, and 29. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakaha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Tapaha, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Paragati. In the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge, the Paraveda, is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Vasudeva, Vasudeva Paramakaha. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by him only. Vasudeva para yoga, Vasudeva para kriya. Yoga is meant for realizing him, Vasudeva para yoga. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Vasudeva, Vasudeva para kriya. Vasudeva Krishna is the supreme knowledge, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, and all severe austerities are performed to know him, Param Tapa. Religion is rendering loving service unto Vasudeva Sri Krishna, Paro Dharma, and Vasudeva Sri Krishna is the supreme goal of life, Paragati. So Krishna, Vasudeva Sri Krishna is Paraveda, Paramaka, Parayoga, Parakriya, Param Jnanam, Param Tapa, Paro Dharma, Paragati. In other words, Krishna is everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, mata sarvam pravartate. He's the Veda, the knowledge, the yajna, the yoga, the karma, the kriya, the jnanam, tap, dharam, gati, the ultimate gati. Everything is Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this concludes our first Bhagavad Leela session, the Naimisharanya Yajna, and the Prashna of Shanaka Rishi. Srimad Bhagavat ki jai, Bhagavat Purana ki jai.